A few things on the dollar. Eric Shaney of Chava, Halacha Aleph. First word on the back. Tari Rabbi Sidur, Misayel, Rabbi Mana, Yonim Kalim, Asu Yisrael, Botaharet. Oh, we have a raya over here to Rabbi Mana Shita. He said, when the Machlokas were Rabbi Hananya yesterday, with Machlokas, Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Hananya, as to whether Yerovam ben Yoash had conquered more than Yoshua, or he just conquered what Yoshua had. So here the Brisa says, Yonim Kalima to Yisrael Botaharet. But that area that Yerovam had been kovesh was a very short period that Klal Yisrael lived in there, because the Golus Ashur threw them out, basically, of that land. Now, if Lamaisa, it's true that this was the area that Yoshua had been kovesh, which passed the Yamin Kalim. For a century, things were over here. They were out for a while, and they came back again, but... I mean, but you could tell me Yamin Kalim. Yamin Kalim was seen, in other words, it was like a new territory of Eretz Yisrael that had never been conquered by Yoshua, and he did it. But you shouldn't think that it was a very long-lasting kibbutz. It basically had lasted only until Asher came around and got them out.
When we say so kibbutz, it must mean that they were actually there, or it means it was in the Nahuatl?
No, that he was actually there. Also, Kutzar, Shabbat of Surya.
But the Kippur is described like that Asher, you know, wasn't successful, and as the Gia said, he was a month six-nine as opposed to the others, which means it was a place in the question phase, largely, it was largely a Canaanite thing with a slight incursion into it, as opposed to everywhere else where they were Kaidish. It seems very weak.
That's Yosh, isn't it? You're talking about Yosh. You're sure you're talking about?
Yeah, they're kind of sure. It's like, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, and so I'm joking, you didn't get this part. The gap gets bigger as you go north.
Yeah.
I assume that...
Can I get to the bottom of what you're trying to say?
And again, going back on that Kibbutz Yeshua, was it that he physically was there, or is he in part of the use of the citizen?
So then it would be chayev midrabbanan in Kumas HaMaisis. Yotze Misham Lekan, once it comes from Surya and Eretz Yisrael, then it's chayev mamash, and it's midiraisa. One Rabbi Yehuda, imatzei d'zman shasina gosheshes. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that it isn't true that once it crosses into the borders of Eretz Yisrael, it has to actually be touching on the ground. But if there was any mayim between it, so then it's considered to be in the avir. Well, maybe for our guy, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda Kedaisi. Rabbi Yehuda Poter B'mayim Mufishen B'mamash. He says this in the Mishnah. And he says that if somebody goes ahead and has water, normally we say that something that a person owns goes according to the tomb of the person who owns it. And somebody goes now and borrows mayim from a friend in order to make an isa. That's what the discussion is over there. The Tanakhama says you can't take it out of the kum that both of them could have walked in. It's correctly staying. If they share an area, fine, you can leave it there. But if they're at the edge of their area, you can't move it not to the east and not to the west, because it got stuck now in between. Comes along now, Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, but this doesn't refer to water. That's only if it was flour, if it was pollen, and so on. I think that when it comes to the mayim ain't their mamish. They don't have any kind of kachivit. So therefore you can walk away with it. So here's the timing. If the svina is gosheshet, then fine. The water doesn't bother us. But if it's not gosheshet, so then there's nothing for it to touch it. Well, revolving, on the contrary, says the body. Isn't it just the opposite? When the Tavad lo mikhlo v'shikotei, it's more mashma that it's the opposite of that shita. Because lo haitas finago sheshet, If Rabbi Yehuda would hold that my name then Mamash, so then why? Who cares if the sea is Gosheshet? Even if it's the middle of the Yam, let's say that the Mayim is not considered to be Epsik, and it's as if it's on the bottom of the Mediterranean, it's inside of the Tchumim. What's wrong with that? On the contrary, what he's trying to say over is, if anything, he would be saying that the Mayim Yeshem Mamash. Therefore, it's clear. It says not one thing has nothing to do with the other. Over there, what are we talking about? We're talking about Shaila of an Isa. An Isa, the water is no longer mixed in the Isa. It's been absorbed now into the Isa, and I don't see any water here. Therefore, it's not enough to limit my Tchum. My shame thing, if you're telling me that Mayim is a Hefzik, so then Mordes Gosheshet, then there's no Hefzik. That's all. But what would that do with that? Okay, so in other words, it's not because of the Hefzik. It's simply because of the fact that it's not on the land. Lo haitasana Gosheshet. If it wasn't Gosheshet, then Ma'asotel only Drabona. Mehavacha, that's the Rishami's way of thinking of Rabbana. So then it's only a few years of the Mirabana because it's like, and not to change the knuckles, because it's not connected to the ground. And therefore, Torumin mimena la tishenoku, mimi la tishenoku valer, it's the same chiyah basically, as an otishenoku. Kahadi de tani, otishenoku, ma'asu tav mi halakha, vishumato inamidama, we're not machmer, and it's shumma, it's both of the law, instead of requiring 100 to 1, which is a shir dimua, and in chayovin aleo chomesh, if a zar eats it, it's not yiv of chomesh. But, If the Sina is also not Gosheshet, it has exactly the same law. But you love Hashem, Rebbe Lezer, HaKoneh, HaKit, HaKul, B'Suriyah. HaFal, B'Shal, Lo, Kana, HaPar, Shetak, Teha. V'Kar, Kish, Al, Gabav, Kana, V'Chai, Vod, B'Ma'atot. V'Shviyit, HaFil, Zatun, Al, Gabi, Yitzidot, HaFil, Gira, Modim. So somebody buys now an Otisnok, not a Bishayet. And only, as we saw many times, only if it's owned by a Jew. So over here, even though he wasn't part of the offer, underneath it, and the offer is still owned by a guy, which means that the whole reason we're Mechayev it is because we would say it was a Yenik from the Karka, but we was Yenik from the Karka of the offer. So the Lechara can't be more Chayev than if it would be growing from the Karka of an Akum, which is Patra in Syria. But this Karka is not Rabbah, so it's inside of it's under a ledge or something. Now there's Karka on top of the ma'ar, or a ledge of some kind. Right? So therefore, you would be kone to be mechayev from Isis and Rishuyah, because it's considered to be yours since it's been yonik from it. Apparently, even if it's from on top. And I feel that there's a distance between it and the karka. But nonetheless, it's considered to be Kona Vinakaka. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when it's Sina, not Gosheshet, it's proper because of the water that's in between it, he would be Moda by Yitzedot. Because Mabe Nova Vinat Sina. Sina Ola Vioretis. Sina. The problem isn't because it's got the water in between it and the ground. The problem is because it's constantly moving. Therefore, there's no way to view it as being yonic. But something that's on top of a tripod, you know, is avir, is koveya, it's mokum of yonika. So whatever it is that rises from the ground and that it absorbs, is also yonika minakarka. It doesn't have to be directly in touch. What are you going to say? Like a boat that doesn't have a tree directly above a particular place, it's moving about. So over there, it's not shaykh to say that it should be connected to the ground. It's fine, but you're not even going to have your for all intents and purposes. So the other thing, Rabbi Chanina, Amar. The Rebbe Lazar ben Yehuda, Ish Birtutahi. This halacha that says that if I use made peres, and even though it's not a tabotuma, and there's no problem with the crow eating it, that it's considered nonetheless to be chayev in the challah. So in other words, it's considered to be a normal isa. That's going according to this shita specifically, or Rebbe Lezer ben Yehuda. The Tanin and Taman, ולא זה בניד איש פרצות העניין משומר בישוע פצל את כולה. There was a makos about a full yom that was megea with a isha that only had mayfairs in it, and he says that even though he only touched part of this isha, and the isha over there was mechuber, there was moshe lekabel tumah. The problem over there was that it was only considered to be one unit because it was an isha, and the only thing that made it an isha was mayfairs. So you might have thought that it cannot be considered an Isa because it's not one thing, since it's connected only with my parents and not normally the way you make an Isa with water. Nonetheless, he says that since the Isa was Bukshara Kabbalah with water, obviously, I mean, other than he's not arguing about the Bukshara Kabbalah, but nonetheless, the fact that it's an Isa only because of my parents means that now the Gabi Tuma is all considered to be one thing. And indirectly, the Mayfairis is also Kovea the Tuna. Not because it was Mashiach, but because it made it into one Isa. Now over there, Rabbi Akiva holds that Mayfairis are not considered to be a whole Chibur B'Klal. So that's the case by Chala, Lachar is the same Machot. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the din should be, Rabbi Akiva Amar Mishmo, there Rabbi Yeshua, he argues on Rabbi Lazar Ben Yodish Batutza, which means that there's no fever. Just there's no fever has to be chayav in Chala. There's no Isa here, essentially. So the same way Rabbi Akiva is saying it's not considered to be all one piece, the Gabi becoming Pasa and it's Yom, so too Lachar Rabbi Akiva would have to say here in our Mishnah, that it's not considered to be one piece, the Gabi being chayav in Chala. You're not chayav in Chala for little tiny pieces of grain, not for a flower, obviously. The Pshin of the Hakish Omer, by the way, obviously, Tony talking about over there was when Isa was Moshe first, and over there Africa could be Moshe, and then you mixed it now with the Meperot. Shemeperot Mukhuvarim Lohukshara. Meperot are not Lahakshir, but rather Lohukshar, eh? I should say. Meperot are useful. And something that was already mukshar to be make it into a single piece, but certainly not to make it that it should be more than mechubar, but also mukshar. But ain meperos mechuvarim lahashir. They certainly do not make it a solid thing to be nasher lekabatum. The clear b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says it's not dependent in the machlokes about tuliyon and divrei akol. Why? Even though Rabbi Akiva holds it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. You cannot create a single entity using meperot in a misa. That's only in terms of allowing it to become a chibur legabe the dinim of tuma. Hashem, when it comes to our halacha, he would be moda and modi halacha. That he would be motivated. But when it comes to Chala, then it's not dependent on that. And then over there, it's simply dependent on the physical reality. And since Meperos, all he's saying is Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, that since Meperos are not considered to be in Mashke Lagabi Tuma, so they can't be Mashke Lagabi Tuma, they also don't help in creating an entity where the nature of the entity is to be Mechubra Yidei Amashka. Mashenkin, when it comes to Chala, who the heck cares? Well, why is the nature of the liquid that's Mechabra Vagabi Chala, why does it have anything to do with the determination of whether it be Mechabra Tuga? When they have Mechala, it's fine. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Yitzhub, and Levi say, Ein Lecho Mechubra, Ela Shiv'at Amashkim Zobad. The only thing that's considered to be a chibur is Shiva Samashkin, not any type of May Peirot. The Yossi boy, Ma'is Amet, what did he mean to say? L'chala l'tuma. Was he talking about even for chala, there's nothing that's usable except one of the Shiva Mashkin? Or was he saying, did I say even for chala? If I didn't, that's what I meant. Or did he mean only for the tuma? Because, I mean, obviously, But if you're going to say he said it's a chal, of course, it's a tuma, where the issue of being a master is an issue. But in Pimala Tuma, on the other hand, if you're going to tell me if he said it forgot his dinner with tuma, then the way Rabbi Yochanan explains things, then that would only be for tuma. But halakhala, lo. Says Rabbi Yonah, Pshitale, the chala, kosher came with tuma. It's obvious that he was talking about chala, and for sure I'm having tuma. Now this is Rabbi Yonah Shitat. Because Rabbi Yonah Tani, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Tani, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but Tani, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Tarfon, Omer Nema Kan Chala, the Nema Ha'alan Chala Lechem Shemen. This is Rabbi Yonah Lashitasi, who quotes the Braisa, but just like it says Chala by the Chiyav of Chala, it uses the same motion of Chala by the Lach Mitayna. So therefore, and over there it says, Lechem Shemen. So just like the challah that's nema b'lach neteda is asiyah v'shemen, af challah shnema kam asiyah v'shemen. Now, shemen is echad mishivat ha-mashkinu. So that means that the only way that you're chayim on challah is only if it's similar to shemen. So just like shemen is one of the shiva mashkin, any mashkin that would be mechayim challah is dafka one of the shiva mashkin and not made peirot. So if that's the case, then it says, Rabbi Yonah, obviously it would say begad v'challah. It's a double question, Megave Tuma. The finish is that we have a mocker in the Torah, that even Chala, it chashes what type of mashkin.
What class is it that you can go in there? It should be like that. Mamatino,
or like that? Yeah, or it's Mamatino, and then it's a sword, it doesn't mean literally only shaking, but anything that would satisfy you. So chala nitilat yadayim oda mahaleh arba'a mim. So if an amora has to make bread and he knows he doesn't know what to do, so normally he goes ahead and he finds somebody to make it the pirate, so he can give the chala to the kind of pirate. Here he's on the road, so he doesn't have any access to somebody. So too, he's on the road, he wants to be bread, he doesn't have any access to water. Both of these, the shear is that you have to be prepared to walk 4 miles, and if there's more than 4 miles to get somebody to prepare it for you, but you're not allowed to prepare. More than 4 miles, you can prepare it between yourself. Same thing with sure, you don't have any water, you need to eat, it's more than 4 miles away, you can eat with a handkerchief. Then just be careful not to touch the bread. The curse out of the mouth of it, and the horse. With the Abu Bashem of Yosef, Rebbe Pinina, out of the name of the Fanat, this year out of Arba Milan is only if it's in front of you. That's the way you were going to be anyway. So you were going to go anyway. You're going to go anyway, so wait until you get there. And then make your bread. Or then eat your sandwich. But, not the Rav, he's talking about to go backwards. Where I've already been, he doesn't have to turn back at all. If he's already passed it, he's passed it. Shomregi knows upadikim. How about people that are stationary? They're not walking anywhere. And as a matter of fact, their job is to stay stationary. What if they don't have water to eat a sandwich with? Or if they want to make bread and they don't have anybody there that can make it the time? What do they do? Ma'atavamat. Can we stay home or look after your home? Do you view being stationary the equivalent of, well, you might as well walk over there? Or do you view it as you're going backwards, and therefore we're not much here for you to go backwards? So the question is, what's the svar that we say, lakalav ein matrichin olam? Is it because we bechlal don't force a person to walk away from where he would go? So what's the difference whether you're walking backwards or you're walking? I mean, you weren't planning on walking. So we're not mechayev of you to walk. So then don't walk. Or is it because if you were just stationary, we would tell you to walk? But the problem over here is when a guy is on the road, to walk back from where he came, I mean, that's horrific. That's the ultimate fear. That much fear that we want. That is, it depends, obviously. If the problem is walking, then a shame may pay. A shame may pay is not going to have to walk. If the problem is only backing up and undoing what you did, that's a psychological fear, in other words. So then over here doesn't apply.
You might have to walk back when they walk, right?
Right.
Sometimes a half But if I walk back up to one yoke, I have to make it back and just walk two.
Now the chora that we can bring a riot from our mission. However, let's erase that. So cut out the piece that Yishara Yoshevet Bekosach Alaparuma, which is our Mishnah, okay? And instead, substitute. Yishara Shehit Fulat Yom, Lasha Et Ha'isa, Bekosach Alaparuma Fisha. So a woman is a Tzvul Yom.
Yeah.
Okay? A woman is a Tzvul Yom. She's only going to be passed when Truma. She doesn't pass a Chuma. Here, the Chal is not yet Chal. So it's chulin that's chulin l'chala. Okay, now, obviously we're going to have to be going to Kuntumani Omer, hope chulin that's chulin l'chala and not t'chala done, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Because then if she's now going to be coached t'chala, then she's going to be metame t'chala. Okay, but if you hold that the fact that something is tovel l'chala doesn't give it a din to be mukabel too much t'chala, so then even though she's a tvilat yom, she's in her house l'chara, and it says she can go, she can sit down, and she can go ahead and be kosa chalata, and she takes it off. In other words, first she takes it off, then she says, "Areza chalo," without touching it, and then she doesn't have a problem of tumor. Now, lechora, ha'isha lo b'tocha beita yoshevet. Is this woman not undoubtedly, I mean, if she's walking around naked, I would assume she's in her house. And it says over here that she doesn't have to go on parade to go find somebody to make her bread b'tayah. It's the same lesson, except that they put in the beginning of the Mishnah. Yoshevet v'kotzeh chalatah, except it left the part about Yishat v'lat yom.
Left it out.
Yeah, because the copier thought that we were talking about our Mishnah, Yoshevet v'kotzeh, which the only issue was Aruma. And it got to be brought up.
That's not a sufficient issue to say
what would it have to do with this?
Because when we don't, you have to get up, you can stay in that condition. Even though it's inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate.
No.
No, that's what you're saying. Why? That's not inappropriate because she can cover herself by sitting on the ground. So, how do you show love to the Italian Shabbat? But, you're saying from over here that she can sit there and it doesn't matter. She's like a Shemar Ginei. And nonetheless, the worker is that she doesn't have to find somebody for her. Maybe she'll touch the challah. Doesn't bother her, right? So no matter, you see, that Hashem Reginus, we're not upset. Should be the same thing. So we're all saying, what's your canola? So the Amayim Shabbat Nei Amazon Rishut, Rishol Ach Amazon Chova. El Shabbat Rishonim Motel V'Matzik. Rishonim Motel Reino Matzik. So now, the Mayim Rishonim, that's not a Chovah, that's not a Sakona. Mayim Achronim is a Chovah because of Melech Sodom. And the difference also is that the Rishonim can be Mastik, meaning what? Mal Mastik. With the Yadu Baracha Omar, Mastik, the Pshat is Noto Vishonet, that you do a double Matira. You first do one Matira, and that's Matayah, but now you have a problem because you have mayim that themselves became tummy on your hand. So how do you wash off those mayim? You do now a second matira, that's why we do twice on each hand, in order to take off any mayim that became tummy from your yadayim. Now, of course, this would not apply if you have revius, because revius is not makabel tuma anyway. Right? Because once you're using the matira revius, then there's no din of the mayim becoming tummy on your hand. But if you didn't use revius, then you'd have to use two separate materials. One to be metal yadayim, and then to be washed off the water that became tummy by touching yadayim smear.
A cup of revius is not enough?
Yeah, a cup of revius.
A cup
of revius. Your knife from a revius, you know.
From
revius.
Yeah. You just let the revius hit the hand.
Yeah. So that's, when we say matzik, we mean matzik with this other netila. So, wait a second. So, in the Tovah Shana, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yitzchak, what Matovish will never have Amrit Rishus. I don't care what that's supposed to mean. He's telling you, Mechuyev, the Mayim Rishonim, to be Motov Vishonet. So obviously, Mechuyev to do it. I mean, if we're so concerned, so we're telling you to Rishus, you don't have to do it? Obviously, that can't mean what it means. He doesn't like the word Rishus. Now, I mean, obviously, the word Rishus over here means Rishus and not Chova, correct? We always, in other words, the Gemara is machalik between three levels: Rishus, Mitzvah, and Chova. So, in the context of Chova for Sakana, Mitzvah is called Rishus. In the context of Mitzvah, Rishus means non-Mitzvah. In this context, all that he meant when he said Rishus was that Klape, the Sakana of Ma'am Achronim, you don't view it as a Chova, it's a Rishus. So there's Rishus versus Chova and Rishus versus Mitzvah. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yaakov is bothered by the fact that you should call it a Rishus. So, in the way Neymar are Ba'at Milim, Ba'at Amrit Rishus, and we need to have a Mishnah that says you have to walk 4 milim out of your way. How can you mislead people by using the word Rishus for something that, on the other hand, you're telling them you've got to walk 4 miles out of your way? Omer of Yaakov Baridi, Ala Rishonim Nechal Basar Chazir, Valashniim Yatzat Ishami Beita. We know the famous Baita. Because the guy, there was a time of Gezeres, there was a restaurant, and this guy, he couldn't ask somebody if he's Jewish. So he would think if somebody was Maitre Yada, so he knew he was Jewish. He wasn't Maitre Yada, he assumed he was a Roman. So a guy walks into the restaurant, isn't Maitre Yada, and he orders his meal, he gets his ticket, and he sees it that he was served pork. So in my eye, he says, well, I saw you weren't Maitre Yada. So we see it. My Emory Shagan is Makhla Bata Chazir. So not being mocked, but on that, he thought it was a guy. And the Shneem, with Yotze Yishon Ibeita, we know that crazy mice over there with Kidor Atapu Chosema, and Rabbi Meir didn't want to give the money, and Kidor stole the money, and then they saw that he had to, you know, the messy lips, which looked at the Tlapsi. They went and they told the wife, oh, your husband said that you should give us back the wallet. So she gave him back the wallet and said, how do I know you told me to do it? They said, he said, this morning I had it. The Tlapsi. So she gives back the wallet, and he blows his stack when he finds out that she gave away the wallet, and so on. So because of that, it was mighty Isha Mibala. That's because he didn't do the deal as my Mahoney. You want to steal, you have to make sure you're my Mahoney. Some say, Isha Mibshin, there, Galav, Nipashal. Others say, of course, that he murdered her. And it's not Shalash Nipashal, you say. Hada Amra. Now, this tells me that Isha is kotza chalata aruma. Why? Because she can cover her genitals. Now, obviously, she's not covering the whole bit, right? But she's covering mamish, the area of her genitals. This teaches us that a nicely shaped rear end is not an aruma. So agavot is not supposed to be aruma. How does that Amrahabi? I feel those who all times doesn't mean to sit there and look at a Playboy poster. It means that you're allowed to make a bracha around Agavot. It does not mean you're allowed to look at Agavot. So how does it tell me even on Mistakel Ba'akeva Shalisha to Mistakel Bade Parakam? By Mistakel Bade Parakam Kilo Bala. Shmuelama? Hold the Isha Erva. Matan. Mikol Znuta Vateka Neparet. What does that mean, Mikol Znuta? That is, that the coal itself is considered to be a Maita Znuz. Yevun Omer, Omeru Adam Al Hatzo'ah. A person can put his foot over a piece of tzoah to cover it, and then it's not exposed, and then he can bother. So obviously, so in other words, what's the difference if you cover it with the leather of your shoe, or you cover it by putting a wrap over it? Either way, if it's not exposed, then it's okay. Yashav velokina asur.
It's the
No, but the problem is that it's not even in ri'iyah. In other words, if you covered it with glass, it ought to be good quality. That's what makes the filler. If you cover an erba with glass, it doesn't make any difference. Because lo your erba. I think, you know, over here, it's in a different reshus by being covered. So what's the difference if it's covered transparently? It's not the looking that's important.
What's important? The shoes.
Yeah, but it should be with you in the same amount of element. Yeah, of course.
Separating
from
just put the step on it and
dab
it right there.
Yeah. Pretty disgusting, huh? Yeah. Okay, on the other hand, if he was Yashav, meaning obviously Yashav in the toilet bowl, doesn't mean, in other words, if he did his thing and he didn't wipe himself, then it's Asur, even though it's also covered over by his skin, you said the same thing. But it's not, because it's dimakoman, it's touching his skin. Omer Abimona, Hapa Gabbo Omer Yoshi Hadam Yosa. Omer Yekavosa, Duruna Omer. Omer Do Adam Agabito Mispal. The Vachmo Bissoro Nogea Bissor. So, in other words, even though he didn't say the Ferish Yasha, the Lokina Kavosa, but he said essentially the thing. What he's saying is in Babli Lashon is Lavya Ferish Yitzmai Omikwala Yitzmai. So since he said that according to Avuna, you can't have the sorrow no gear the toy, but have to be wearing a shoe, the same thing is for over here. The implications are that if he has saw al the sorrow, then even if it's Enonira, but his boster is in contact with Philip, and he's not able to die. So that it comes out that you see that that's how he puts it. Since it says Omer Anamal Agave Torah Umitavel or Bilvach Oy Bitzaro Nogeh Bitzorah, obviously Yashav Alokinak Havre Bitzorah Kei Nogeh Bitzorah, in which case all that we're doing is really quoting the extension of Rebbe's Maimon that Lamaita, even though Torah is covered, it cannot be in contact with your own Bosra and still allow you to dive in.
Yeah.